Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Yes, yay, here we go. That is the most famous phrase in the chat, is here we go. And I see it every time that we hit the go live button. So hello, welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so glad to have you. Sadie is glad to have you. She is on my desk and I'm probably going to have to remove her in a minute. So I'll let her have her fun at the beginning. Hello to those in Minnesota, in Washington, in Ohio, Texas, Colorado. I saw people from England, actually. Oh, Canada. Hello to our friends in Canada, our neighbors in Canada. Oh, New York. Hello in New York. So we are neighbors. We are neighbors. So welcome. And we're very happy to have you. Our moderators, our Ark of Grace team, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Yes, I'm going to open up in prayer. I have two very quick things to say, and we're going to get into this word from the Lord to Elon Musk. I have been sitting on this for days because when it comes to personal words, I am very careful. But the Lord did give this to me, and I sat on it for days and prayed. And so this is the time for it to be released. So I am going to open up in prayer and then we are going to get into, you want to lay down, Sadie? We're going to get into the word. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord, due your precious holy name. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We humble ourselves before you right now, Lord, acknowledging you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten, bruised, crushed, and pierced for our sins and iniquity. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." And he rose again in 3 days, as was prophesied. And after appearing to many, he ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate day and night without ceasing before your throne, Lord. And we honor that before you this day. Father, we invite your presence in the name of Jesus Christ, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord, that the power of your presence would saturate the atmosphere, that it would mightily go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Lord, and your glory as it goes forth tonight. Go before us tonight, Father God. Lord, fill us with wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth. In Jesus' name, Lord. Father, any plot, scheme, contract, assignment, harm, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, or sabotage, or censorship that would attempt to hurt, harm tonight, hinder this, Father God, broadcast from going forth, Lord. Father, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it bound up and cast back to the dry places and areas, Lord, you have designated to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father. We say, Hashiveinu Adonai, come to us, Lord. Father, let the heart be open and the mind be open and the spirit be open to receive this word, Father God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, amen and amen. Let your name be glorified above all. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, let me get up the word because I have it here. Oh, Sadie, honey, you and me might have to part ways for a few minutes in a moment, but a couple of quick things. So I have, hold on 1 second here. I have so many tabs up. Here it is. Okay. Now I have it up. So two quick things. Gala, our sanctuary gala is coming up on May 3rd. You can most certainly still attend. We have Venmo. There is a phone number you can call. You can email us at hello@arcofgrace-ministries to attend. There is a meet and greet with the animals of Ark of Grace for the first hour from 5 to 6 p.m. It's at the links at Unionvale in LaGrangeville, New York. We're looking very forward to seeing you there. And our Seder, our Passover live Seder, there it is. Join us for Passover, April 23rd, 2024. I believe it's going to be at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have put out, I believe, a shopping list on social media, so you can buy everything to prepare the Seder meal and do the Seder with us. We're very excited about this. We are supposed to keep the Passover, and we're doing it live, so we're going to all be doing it together. It's going to be something amazing, so we're looking very forward to that. Now, for the word. So what happened is some things happened, and then the Lord gave me a word for Elon Musk. And so I've been sitting on this word since April 13th. So for 3 days, I have sat on this word and prayed. Okay, honey, say hi to everybody because you have to go now. Okay, so I've been sitting on this word for 3 days to pray about it because I take personal words very seriously, and some of them I'm not allowed to give publicly, and some of them I am. Well, this one I'm permitted to give publicly because I think the Lord wants others to hear it as well. So this word came in the early morning of April 13th, 2024. It's 2.5 pages long. It is directed at Elon Musk. It is the Lord speaking to him. And it's deep. This is a deep word, which I think deep words sometimes are very much needed for deep people. So deep calls on to deep, and I believe deep words are needed in this time. I believe the superficial Cracker Jacks and the sugary stuff and the superficial puddles are not going to get us through the times we are in. So we're going to begin right now. All glory be to the Lord. Okay. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, Elon, Elon, an oak, a mighty oak, says the Lord. Now, Elon in Hebrew means oak tree. Okay, so this is interesting because Elon in Hebrew means oak tree. Elon, Elon, an oak, a mighty oak, says the Lord. Indeed, as your name means, you have grown into a tall oak in the earth. However, says the Lord, as oak trees grow and their roots stretch across the land, their roots can become invasive in areas that were not meant to be breached by roots. As so this has happened, Elon. As the might grew, areas were breached that disturbed areas where forces of darkness were waiting for a door. We're waiting for a time of opportunity, says the Lord. We're waiting for what they created in the kingdom of darkness to have an open door to be pushed into the earth. Yes, Elon, there is a kingdom of darkness, says the Lord. Advance beyond the technology you so have ushered in. And yes, Elon, there is the kingdom of Almighty God in which I sit on the highest throne. I, the Lord, make the earth my capital footstool. The earth is the Lord's capital, Elon, and the fullness thereof. And says the Lord of hosts, there is a fierce battle raging for your soul, Elon. A fierce battle. You have questioned who I am, capitals, since your youth. You have questioned amidst the abuse and the darkness you dwelled in of your family's own making as they summoned what never should have been summoned. And you questioned and cried out as a youth. And I heard those cries and I bottled those tears. And you were given a mind as a visionary to see beyond what others can see. However, says the Lord, the enemy took that and influenced you in ways you are not even aware of, but shall become very capital aware of in this season. You, Elon, are on a fence of questions and hesitations, a fence you have balanced on for a time as your eyes began to open and the blindness removed in some areas, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the sirens, the seducers you have laid with are meant to ensnare you, not to be a helpmeet to you of what I, the Lord, commissioned women to be. I commissioned Eve to be for Adam. That snare must be broken, says the Lord, for it is a door of seduction and darkness meant to keep you in chains just enough to keep you away from the light. All capitals here. My light, my word, Elon, my word that is living and active. My word that is a living and active word, says the Lord. I, the Lord, cannot be placed in a chip, in a link, in artificial intelligence, all capitals. My essence, who I am, El Shaddai, Yahweh, the Lord of hosts, King of kings and Lord of lords, Adonai, my essence, my power, my spirit is unlike anything man can create. For I am the creator, Elon. It is I who you seek. It is not the technology. For the battle of AI is bubbling over, says the Lord. The battle of AI. Joshua had to consecrate himself before the Lord and go back to defeat AI. That defeated him the first time because, all capitals, his camp was not right before the Lord. There is much deception in your camp, Elon, and I, the Lord, can set you free. Hold on one second here. For AI and links and chips and electric cars cannot set you free. It cannot save your soul. It cannot redeem you before me. This is all capitals. My son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the redeemer in which you seek, but have struggled to find. They are after you, Elon, to destroy you and to take your children and raise them up for wicked exploits in the earth using what you helped create to do such heinous things. Who are they? The kingdom of darkness, the destroyer, those you broke rank with, and even those in your camp who see you beginning to turn in ways that will hurt their interest and their plans. For those in your camp have made a pact with the inner councils, shrouded by public conventions and faces that are merely there to shroud these councils. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, this is the time. It is urgent, Elon. Come unto me now. Stop trying to completely figure me out and stir the faith in yourself that has lied dormant due to all the layers of trauma through your life. Come unto me wholeheartedly, and I will answer your questions in my time, capitals. Seek me while I may be found. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you, Elon. I am not a puzzle. I am not the internal workings of a computer. I, the Lord thy God, am a force, capitals, unlike any other, all capitals. I am truth. I am spirit. I encompass the earth. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. I am he who liveth and died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I am holy. There must be rectification, says the Lord, for your life and soul are at stake. There must be. You have had dreams as of recent, dreams that puzzle you, dreams that have kept you up, dreams that I, the Lord, allowed you to have to stir you and call to you through the darkness and the noise, all capitals. Elon, mighty oak, submit to your creator as your systems submit to you. Trees must be pruned, says the Lord. They must. And there are areas of your life that are of a pressing matter to be pruned, says the Lord. There shall be a pruning in this season, and though some of it painful, it will lighten the heaviness that you carry, and the diseased branches, the twisted branches, the branches that have rebelled against me, that's capital, the Lord God Almighty, will be pruned in this season. It is this season it must happen, that's capitals, to get you to turn unto me and go back and battle the very AI that is turning on you. Joshua, Elon, Joshua, capitals. The book of Joshua in my capital word. Man is but dust in my sight. Without my spirit, this is capital, breathed into them, it is dust to dust. This is your warning. For the sake of your children and protecting them from what's coming, come unto me, seek me. Come off the fence unto me, capital, O wholeheartedly, and I shall reveal great and mighty things to you in which you know not, and you shall feel, capitals, my presence and know the difference from the spirits that hover and brood over technology in the earth. I am calling you now. Answer such a call in this time. Come under my wings. You take refuge. Oh, so come under my wings. My wings is capital. Take refuge, for the snare of the fowler has been put out to catch your legs and cause you to stumble. Come unto me, that's capital, the Lord your God, Elon. Your shepherd has gone out to find you and call you home. Answer the call. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name. And that's where it ends. Now, there are some very deep things in here that I think he would understand more than we could understand. But we are going to be putting this on the blog. So we are going to be releasing this on the blog. But yeah, Elon in Hebrew means mighty oak, which I find interesting because yes, trees can get so big that their roots invade areas that actually cause other issues. So that is imagery on God's part that I found really interesting. And also, let's see what else quickly, because this is going to be a shorter broadcast tonight because this is what we had for tonight. Let's see. About his children, that the desire is to raise them up to do wicked exploits in the earth. And so for the sake of his children, to come on to the Lord, for the sake of his children and what they're doing, what the kingdom of darkness is planning, because he broke rank. So to a degree, he broke rank with some things that certain groups in the earth, okay, who are trying to control the earth, or trying to severely influence the earth, he broke rank with some of it, okay? And so there are those in his camp that see him beginning to turn and break rank, and it's going to hurt their interests. So the people in his camp, there are deceivers in his camp that are actually trying to work against him turning in the direction the Lord wants him to go. And that's in his own camp, right? So that's interesting as well. So, like I said, I sat on this for days and prayed before I released this. But the Lord is really calling out to him in the darkness. He said, I'm calling to you through the darkness, he said, which is interesting because I remember the Lord said this one other time for one other person, and that was Benjamin Netanyahu. He was calling him through the darkness and the noise. And he said the same thing here. He was calling him through the darkness. Elon, mighty oak. So the Lord is calling to him. In the midst of the darkness, the Lord's voice has gone out to call him in. And so we can pray. We can pray right now for him because people in the chat are going, let's pray for him. Let's pray for him. I think that's a really wonderful idea. And so just pray for this word. Pray that this word reaches in a way that stirs his soul. So just pray that this word reaches in a way that stirs his soul. So we're going to pray for him right now. We're going to pray for him as we close tonight. But I think it's important to understand that the Lord is constantly reaching out for people. I mean, Paul was a murderer. He killed Christians. He killed them. He threw them in prison. He persecuted them. And the Lord still reached out to him and got Paul to turn. So we must remember that even though people make bad choices, the Lord keeps reaching out to them in his mercy to get them to turn. And we have to understand that. We have to understand when the Lord puts forth a word like this, he's trying to reach out to this person to get them to turn. There is an urgency in this word that this has to happen in this season. There's an urgency in it. So we're going to pray for Elon right now. And we're going to trust the Lord because the Lord's will be done. He is the Alpha and Omega. He sees all things and he knows all things. So we're going to pray right now. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for that word, Lord. Father, we praise you. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You are he who liveth and died, and behold, you are alive forevermore. And Lord, we just pray, Father God, for Elon Musk in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that he would have an encounter with you, that he would feel your spirit, that he would encounter in your spirit in a way that he has never felt before, that would become real and tangible to him. Father God, that he would understand that you are the force. You are the force in the universe, Father. You are the creator of all things, that you speak and it is. That you are far beyond the technological systems of the earth, the governments of this earth. You do not submit to earthly governments and systems. They submit to you, for you are the creator. Father, let him understand you as the creator. That in the beginning, Almighty God, Ruach Elohim, Hashem, created the heavens and the earth. That he created evening and morning. That you created, Father God, life. That you took the dust of the earth and made man and breathed your spirit into it. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that Elon understands that you are his creator. And that your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, came to this earth and died for his sins and purchased him by the shedding of his own blood. Purchased him. And that he has access to that if he so chooses to humbly, Lord, come unto you. And Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would convict, Father God, that your word would go forth ahead now like an arrow in Jesus' name, Father. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would heal him of past traumas, Lord, that you would heal him of past traumas, that you would heal him of what's gone on in his family line, and that you would touch him, Lord, and that you would cause him to see technology in a different way. You would cause him to see the battle of AI. You would cause him to see the destructiveness of what it can do and the forces that want to take it and overtake humanity with it and set itself up as God. That he would understand that there are forces of darkness that brood over the technological arena. That there is a whole faction of the kingdom of darkness that creates technology and pushes it into the earth, into willing vessels who are willing to promote it. Father, we just ask in Jesus' name that he would see you as his father, that he would know a loving father, because he hasn't known a loving father, Lord. Elon has never known a loving father. And Lord, we ask you that he understands and feels you as a loving father, as a shepherd that has lovingly gone out after his sheep, Lord. And we just ask for this tonight, Father God. We ask, Lord, for your mercy. You are a long-suffering God. You are slow to mercy. You are slow to anger. You are abounding in loving kindness. Father God, your mercifuls are abundant, Father God, for those who humbly come unto you. And we just ask for that tonight, Father, in Jesus' name, that there would be a humbling and a coming unto you, Lord, and a getting off that fence, Lord, and walking towards you in all sincerity, that as he seeks, he shall find you, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, let this be activated, Lord, in accordance with your word and go forth tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen and amen. Okay, that was a wonderful way to end that word. Thank you for those who are suggesting that, because prayer is a powerful weapon when we all come together and do it. And there is an urgency in this time for this man, and I'm not going to pretend that I understand it all, because I don't. I give the word. There are parts of this word that he is going to understand way more than I am. But there is an urgency here. and there is a seriousness about what is happening around him right now that we're not seeing, that the Lord needs to get to him and get through to him. So the Lord never stops, and I have to be obedient. The Lord gives me that word. I have to deliver it. It doesn't matter how I feel about him, good, bad, or indifferent. I have to deliver it because that's what I am called to do. And so therefore, I have delivered the word, and it has now been activated, and it has been sent forth. We will post it on the blog. So I think we're going to post it on the blog, so it's there. We'll keep it up for a time. If we have to take it down after a time, we will. But we will make sure it goes up. And all glory be to God. All glory be to God for his goodness and his mercy and his unending wisdom and insight into what we can't see. And I praise him for that every single day. I praise him for that. It is an amazing part of Almighty God, the wisdom and the bird's eye view and the view of blocks of time where he sees entire situations that we as humans cannot see. And so when he gives things like this, I know it is serious. I know it's urgent. I know it's imminent. When words like this come for individuals. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, this is a shorter broadcast tonight because this is what we had to release for tonight. So all glory be to God, who sits on the throne and rules and reigns forevermore. And you know what? The devil cannot keep people enslaved. He can only keep people enslaved who allow it. The devil can only keep people enslaved who allow it. There is somebody that can set you free, and his name is Jesus Christ. His name is Jesus Christ, and he has come so you would have life and life more abundant, and that you would be delivered, set free, and reconciled back to your Father in heaven. So praise the Lord for that. Okay. Yes, we pray he puts on the full armor of God according to Ephesians chapter 6, that Elon learns to put on the full armor of God according to Ephesians chapter 6 and replace some of the other things that he's worn. We pray that and we hope that in Jesus' name. So thank you, everybody, for that. We're very quick at the end here. We're not going to put anything up at the end. We're just going to end like this. Okay. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I encourage you to say it every single day. I encourage Elon to go read Psalm 91 and to read The Battle of AI with Joshua. Many of you should be reading that right now. The account of the book of Joshua with him and AI. It's fascinating, some of the parallels to today. Also, Psalm 123, 34, and 35, all wonderful psalms to just speak, to activate. The word is living and active. This is a living and active book. See, people think computers are living and active. No, this is living and active. And when it's spoken, things happen in the realm of the spirit that affect the natural. Also, Ephesians chapter 1 and 3 in the believer's authority. I quote those scriptures every single day because that is our soul food. That's our real soul food, guys. Not fried chicken and mashed potatoes and grits. That is, I'm sure all of that is delicious, but it's not our soul food. This is our soul food. So I encourage you every single day to draw closer to the Lord, to understand who Jesus Christ was and what he did for you. He did something so incredible for you, and so did our Father in heaven, because he took the most precious part of him, his son, and gave him up for us. And we always, always, always have to honor and remember that. So thank you for joining us tonight. We will be having Mayor Rudy Giuliani on tomorrow, so we will be making the announcement. I believe it's at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but Mayor Rudy Giuliani will be on with us at Ark of Grace tomorrow. We're looking very forward to that. So we will see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We love you, and we will see you tomorrow.